welcome to the USEA's official podcast. Joining me this week is Joe Whitehouse, the CEO of US Eventing, to talk about the start to the USEA's Gold Cup Series. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Well, as I said, you've just got off onto a great start with the Adequan USEA Gold Cup Series and at Red Hills. So tell us a little bit more about this series and how important it is to have partnered with Pro for this series as well, and what's in store for us.
Okay, well, I think it's very important that the riders get the opportunity to take advantage of every type of program that's going. We don't want to have them making decisions and having to give up one thing so they can do something else. And that was what was happening a little bit with the Adequan USEA Gold Cup and the Pro Tour Series. We were trying to keep them off the same events, but when they were running on the same events, they were having to run on different divisions because we felt it was a little bit confusing, a little bit overkill to have 2 point series running on the same division. So what we did this year with the Gold Cup is we changed the model, and it became a qualifying series for the final, which will take place at the American Eventing Championships at the Texas Rose Horse Park in Tyler, Texas, September 26th through 29th. And that is going to be the Adequan USEA Advanced Gold Cup Championships, and there will be a $40,000 prize for that one class. So what we did by changing the model from the point system to a qualifying challenge is we were able then to put them onto the same division as the Pro Tour Series, and when we did that, we decided that for promotional reasons, we could complement each other, and it would give the riders the opportunity to compete in the one division and have an opportunity to be able to qualify for the Adequan USEA Gold Cup final and also participate in the Pro Tour Series, which has continued to be the points series that we'll be running all summer. We had the first one kick off this weekend at the CIC 3-Star at Red Hills, and terrific event as always, and beautifully organized by Jane Barron and Marvin Mayer, and they graciously allowed us to put the Gold Cup there again this year, and we had a terrific result, I think. Leslie Mintz, who is our manager of the programs at the moment, she was down there covering it for the USEA. You can read all about her coverage on the website. But I'm going to hand it over now to Leslie so that she can tell you her experiences down there this weekend and how the competition turned out, being that it was the first one in the Adequan USEA Gold Cup Series and the Pro Tour Series too. So I'm going to hand over to Leslie right now.
It was very exciting, especially with the new format that they hosted this year, where the dressage and show jumping were on the same day, and then cross country was kind of the finale, made for a very exciting finish. It was down to the last rider, having Buck Davidson as the final to go. He could still win if he had come inside the time, so everyone was on pins and needles following him around the course, and he couldn't quite make the time, so Philip was able to take home another car and another Gold Cup and Pro Tour Series win.
And that was, of course, on Mighty Nice. That's Bruce Duchossois's 9-year-old Irish sport horse gelding. And as you said, with Philip coming back for a return win there, it was something he knew that he had a chance with, didn't he, once Marilyn Little and Smoke on the Water had picked up a few time penalties. They were the overnight leader, weren't they?
Yep, they were the overnight leader, and when they went sort of earlier in the division, because Marilyn had two horses, and she added some time, so that opened the door for quite a few people to be able to take over. So when Philip set out on course, he think he had it in the back of his mind that he was going to just see if he could do it, and so he could keep his Mercedes for another year.
Well, we all know that if you've been to Red Hills, that it's very undulating terrain and it's very hard to make the time, isn't it? So it was no surprise, being early in the season, some people probably haven't had that many runs, as was the case with Smoke on the Water, so they're not going to put their foot to the pedal, or pedal to the metal, whatever it is, at that start of the season, are they?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, the course, it definitely opened up some more this year. There was some nice long gallop tracks. The footing was nearly perfect. So I think a lot of people were just opening up and seeing what their horses had and, you know, just letting them roll and, you know, just seeing what they could do. And it made for great competition.
Now, did you get out on the course, Leslie, and have a look around? Because it was different this year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I walked it. There was quite a few changes, lots of new fences, but it felt similar to the past years with the pergola and the water right there in the middle, which tons of spectators watching both the waters, which made for some lots of excitement. But they opened up a couple new gallop stretches and changed the flow a little bit, which really seemed to help not make it so twisty-turny, and the horses could open up a little bit.
Well, as you said, Buck went out with Ballinor Castle RM to finish in third place. He had a chance to catch everybody up when Smoke had those time penalties. Yeah. So that, as you said, took it right down to the wire, and a very exciting atmosphere too, in front of what is really typical for Red Hills, a very packed crowd. It makes for a big event atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yes, it was very exciting. You know, John Kyle was doing a fabulous job commentating as Buck was going around, and you could see Ballino Castle's owners, Carl and Cassie Siegel, chasing him around the course and, you know, fingers crossed. And Reggie looked fabulous, but, you know, he's not a thoroughbred, so I think Buck was asking him for everything he had, but didn't quite cross the finish line in time.
And, of course, for the series, they also take home some prize money from the USEA's Gold Cup division, the $500 in prize money and gift certificates, none finer products, 0.2 certificates, smart packs, bridle, and some Fitz britches. So there's a big bag of goodies there for the winner, isn't there?
Yes, and also 7 doses of Attaquan, which I'm sure the winners always love to have. I handed the prizes to Philip, and he seemed thrilled to have some more Attaquan for his horses and more prizes to share among all his barn. So it's a fun little incentive.
It is, and it's a very well-attended class too, isn't it? I mean, that's quite a big division there with a lot of the top horses and riders heading out for the first serious run of the year.
Yep, it was 38 strong, which made for some good competition. We had 33 completions, which I think is great for the first of the year. And then it's a great start to people qualifying for the final at the Neutrino USEA American Eventing Championships, because there's already 33 people that can attend the advanced class.
Right. And anyone that really caught your eye making good form early on in the season, Leslie?
There are definitely some exciting pairs. Jenny Brannigan and Kim Baldo looked awesome. He was really eating the course up. Of course, Mighty Nice, I mean, his presence is amazing, watching him gallop around, and his dressage was very settled and fun to watch. I thought Kristen Schmoltz and Valley Laugh and Bracken looked great. It was really nice to watch them, and some really fun pairs out there. I am excited to see them all progress through the year.
And the Canadians off to a good start too. Selena O'Hanlon then had 2 in the top 10 there.
Yeah, Selena was, there were only 2 horses to finish inside the time in the 3-star, and Selena was riding both of them. She was on fire. It was funny, on one of her horses, she had a huge piece of moss hanging off her helmet, because, you know, you have to duck under all those tree branches, and it was just really cool watching her gallop around with these, you know, wind streaming and the moss, and she did a great job, and that Bellany Rock horse she was riding was really cool to watch.
Terrific. Well, what a wonderful competition, a great start to the Attaquan USEA series. So let's hear from Joe again as to what we can look forward to for the rest of the series.
Well, the series moves to Southern Pines on March 22nd. Thereafter, Galway Downs International Horse Trials at the end of March. And then in April, we've got the Fork CIC 3-star. And then Chattahoochee Hills is a new Gold Cup event this year. We added 5 new events this year. Make sure everybody gets an opportunity to qualify for the final. Rebecca Farm has been on board from the very beginning of the Gold Cup, which is now in its 10th year. That's in July. We added Millbrook, that's a new one. Richland is a long-term Gold Cup. Another new one is Aspen Farms, Jonathan Elliott's event up there in Washington State, and Plantation Field. That's a new one, too. And then, of course, the final is at the American Eventing Championships, the Neutrino USEA American Eventing Championships. And then the last one of the year will be Woodside International, which is the next week in October 4th. And the thing with Plantation and with Woodside is that they will actually act as qualifiers for next year, because it would be very difficult to run at Plantation Field and then immediately put the horse on the trailer and drive it to Texas. So we don't expect anybody to put their horses to that kind of pressure. So Plantation Field and Woodside will count for qualifiers for 2014. So we'll already start next year with some qualified riders.
Yes, it's a rollover situation, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And, you know, we're just thrilled that we can offer this kind of prize money. And it's thanks to the sponsors, because without the sponsors, we couldn't do this. It's all paid for by the sponsors. And so we really appreciate their support.
And you perhaps want to mention all of those that are supporting the Adequan USEA Gold Cup Series, Jo.
If I may, I'd love to. Adequan is obviously Neutrina, Broadstone Insurance, that's the equine insurance agency there in Middleburg, Virginia, Nunn Finer, John Nunn, and of course he's always supported the AEC with Bit of Britain, but he's also supporting the Gold Cup through Nunn Finer products. Point Two, Air Jackets, they're great supporters, as are Fitz, the breeches manufacturers. So, Andrew Barry is also a sponsor of the Gold Cup too. So we're very, very lucky that these companies have stepped up and supported the series, and really appreciate their help.
And is Smart Pack Equine part of the?
Smart Pack Equine support the Classic 3-Day.
Right.
They're tremendous supporters of the Classic 3-Day, and they're also a corporate sponsor.
Right. Well, what a terrific family of sponsors that you have for this series, Jo.
Yeah, the Smart Pack do give prizes for pretty much everything we do. So we're very appreciative of all of them.
Yeah, terrific. Well, a great start to the series then, Jo, and looking forward to the next one in this. It's going to be a long and full year of competitions leading up to some fabulous prize money, too, at the championships.
Yeah, we hope the riders will be there, and it's going to be exciting competition for sure. And so we look forward to that. And I can tell you that the advanced course, Buddy Mims is the course builder down there at Texas Rose. Kathy Brunson is the proprietor of the facility, and she's had Buddy build an advanced course, ably assisted by Dan Stark, who are preparing for their first advanced competition in Area 5 at the end of March. And we're very excited that Area 5 is getting its first advanced competition ever. So this is a big thing. And, of course, many of those jumps are going to be on the AEC advanced course. So be interesting to see how it rides.
Terrific. All right. Well, we'll be reporting from these competitions throughout the series here on the USEA's official podcast. Jo, thank you very much for talking to us this week, and good luck with the rest of the series.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Take care.
And you can find out more about the Adequan USEA Gold Cup Series on the website at useventing.com. You can also download this podcast on iTunes. Just look for USEA. I'm Chris Stafford, and I'll be back with more news and interviews for the USEA's official podcast. So until next time, enjoy your eventing.